Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is Habits and Rituals for Sustainable Change audio guide. As I mentioned in Module 1, it's vital that you go about changing your life in a way that is sustainable and actually makes the change stick, instead of it becoming something you do sometimes, for a while, when you feel inspired or are having a good day. In this recording, we will take a look at the best ways to change your habits, and we'll take a short first look at rituals. It is a common misconception that we can change our lives and live that change through willpower and self-discipline. Yes, those things are very useful when making a change, but you cannot use them as fuel in the long run. Why? Because willpower is something that we, in the end, have very little of every day. And self-discipline takes a lot of energy to keep up. We may think that these two factors will be enough, but going about things this way usually just leads to failure and inconsistency. Our normal days instead mostly consist of habits. Most of the things we do are the same things over and over, even if that may sound a bit boring. Humans are creatures of habit, and that's what's natural. So we must use the extra fuel, such as willpower and self-discipline, to integrate new habits and use them to replace our old habits. This is the way to make a stable change that you can keep up without feeling drained, because a new habit will after a while be natural and something you are compelled to do. You will feel drawn to doing it. It will be like brushing your teeth in the morning, even if that may sound and feel strange and uncomfortable in the beginning. So the habits are what we need to focus on changing. We should also focus on incorporating an awesome concept called rituals in our lives. Rituals are basically a set of habits. You may, for example, have a ritual in the morning that you do every day. You pop into the shower, eat your breakfast and drink your coffee, watch the morning news on the TV, and then you brush your teeth before heading off to work or school. You probably do this ritual or routine in the same way each morning that you have to go to work or school. By changing your daily habits or creating and incorporating entirely new ones, you can make each day so much more focused, productive, creative, social, healthy, and exciting from the time that you jump or drag yourself out of bed in the morning. So, how do you change a habit? Well, it's not always easy, but there are ways to make the change and transition smoother. In this recording, we'll take a look at those factors and how to change a habit in an easier way. Number 1. Change just one major habit at a time. You can't change everything at once. The idea of doing that is of course very attractive, but in my experience, it just leads to failure. You won't be able to keep it up until your new habits are established and stable, unless you are pretty experienced already with changing habits and your mind is more used to it. Sure, you can live in your enthusiasm for a week or two, but sooner or later, life interferes, or the stress of doing it all at once causes too much inner and outer resistance and friction, and you give up. That being said, the habits I'm talking about here are the ones that can be quite taxing for your mind, body, and energy. Things like starting to get regular exercise, changing your eating habits, or how you focus on your daily work. These are major changes in your life, so you can probably start changing a few smaller habits at the same time, such as, for example, decluttering for a few minutes each day, and using a small pad of paper to write down ideas while you're out and about. Or you could change a few habits at the same time that are related and close to each other. Now, changing just one major habit at a time may seem slow and boring, but consider this. Do you want the excitement of the thought that you are completely changing your life, and then had little or no results later on? Or do you want a real change in your life? Number 2. Focus on and commit to the habit for just 30 days. For how long should you focus on one habit to make it a permanent part of your life that you feel drawn to and do automatically most of the time rather than something you have to struggle with each day? A solid and common answer is to do what you want to make a habit every day for 30 days. The classic answer is that it takes 3 weeks to create a habit, but by spending a week and a half or so more on it, you make sure that it is stabilized. And it is a bit easier to remember how long you have been working on the habit if you decide to do it for a month. Also, you only commit to the new habit for 30 days. Then you can go back to your old ways if you want, but guess what? After 30 days, the habit is established, and you will most likely not want to go back to your old ways anyway, if the new habit works better than the old one, that is. Thinking about it this way makes it easier to commit and follow through compared to if you think about doing the change for the rest of your life. Number 3. Say to yourself, just for today. As mentioned in the previous tip, it's important to make yourself realize that the period you are investing in changing habits is not the rest of your life. Brian Tracy has a great little phrase that makes it easier to take action and just focus on it for today. Tell yourself, just for today I will XXX, and replace the XXX with what you will do just for today, such as getting exercise, get going on the most important task first thing in a day, or eating a healthy lunch. Then you take it one day at a time with this phrase, until your habit becomes a natural part of your life, until it becomes something you feel drawn to doing. Number 4. Use reminders. It's very helpful to use some kind of visual reminder, text and or images, to keep yourself on track. This is essential when changing a habit, because it's easy to forget about the habit when you are trying to establish it. Your regular day gets in the way, you lose your focus, and by the time it's time for bed, you didn't do what you were supposed to. Number 5. Focus on your new habit early in the day. We often start our week and days with high hopes and ambitions. But somewhere along the way, the day gets in the way, and at the end of the day, we didn't get those most important things done. In this course, we will focus on getting a good start to your day and not saving following a new habit for so long that you simply run out of time in your day. 6. Know that you will probably face a bit of resistance. Changing a habit will mean that you will encounter some resistance, certainly resistance from within, but also sometimes from other people, and that's okay, that's normal. By knowing that this is normal and something everyone goes through, it becomes easier to accept that the process of changing a habit will be slightly uncomfortable. You will not be as likely to give up when you know that the bumps on the road is something people run into all the time, rather than something that is wrong with you. So know that after the initial enthusiasm of changing your habit dissipates after a week or two, it becomes a bit harder and not as much fun. But keep at it anyway. It will become easier again if you just keep at it during this period between the initial start and it being a habit. Know that on some days you will not feel like working on your habit, but do it anyway as best as you can. Know that people will not always welcome a positive change in you. It can make them feel bad about themselves because you are taking charge and making a change while they are standing still. Or they want to protect you and feel like your new change may be wrong or a harmful path for you. Or perhaps they are confused why you would change at all, and sort of threaten a comfortable stability, and so they view what you are doing in a negative way. It's hard to change a habit because we are creatures of habits, and those habits make us feel stable and comfortable. You and your change can feel like a threat to the stability and comfort of the group, you and your friends, or your family, for example. So just accept that this is how people work and that it is nothing wrong with you just because you want to make a positive change. That's just life. Also, don't be surprised if people start asking you for advice after you have established a new habit in your life. They may question you when you're in between stations, but when they see that you have arrived and they see the positive results you are getting, then people often become curious. In the meantime, while making the change, think about these 3 things. 1. Find a supportive people and an accountability buddy if you can. Ask people for help. You may think that people will not support you, but if you just ask, they may help you in both small and big ways. 2. Tell the people who are negative or curious about why you're making this change. Telling them about why you feel you need to make this change and the benefits it will have for you could help them to understand and become less resistant. And 3, ignore the negativity. Focus on the support that you can find via your environment and through outside sources such as books and audio programs, rather than focusing on a few naysayers. Now, tip number 7. Take it easy in the beginning. If you want to start exercising but haven't done so in years, then you don't have to go running until you almost collapse. Just take a walk for 20 minutes, or run for 5 to 10 minutes. If you want to quit coffee, start by drinking 2 cups of coffee today instead of 5. Start small instead of overextending yourself, and then increase or decrease the work step by step. Changing a habit is to work at it a little or a lot each day to make it the new normal in your mind. By taking it easy at first, you don't have to make it so hard to change the habit or such a big deal that you become drained after a few days or feel so overwhelmed that you start to procrastinate. 8. Find your triggers. Be aware of them and replace your old habits with a new habit. If you have a negative habit you want to lose, then you usually have triggers that will make you do the negative thing. One common trigger is to do something with just some specific people, such as complaining a lot, or drinking a lot of alcohol, or eating too much. Another common trigger is to eat unhealthy stuff like candy or ice cream when you feel stressed, sad, or under stimulator. Or to smoke a cigarette when you feel any of those things. Or you may start surfing social media sites such as Facebook. We have to do something you don't feel much like doing. The low-level anxiety makes you want to run, and so you escape into procrastinating online for a while. So if you want to get into better shape, or if you want to stop procrastinating, then you need to be aware of your common triggers and find a replacement for your old habits. You could, for example, have a handful of nuts or fruit each time you feel the craving for sugar. Or when you feel the need to check your Facebook instead of doing work, tell yourself that you will get started and spend just 10 minutes on the work. You don't have to tell yourself to get it done, but just to get started. Making this smaller commitment is often more effective to get started, because now you don't feel so overwhelmed. And when you have gotten started, the most difficult part in many cases, you will find that it is pretty easy to keep going after those first 10 minutes are up. So find your triggers and the situations that make you act according to your old habits. Be aware during those moments and replace that old habit with a new one. By repeating the new behavior over and over, you will over time replace the old habit with a new one. It will become your new default behavior in such situations. Now, the final tip, number 9. Reward yourself for following the new habit. When you follow the new behavior, and when you are avoiding your old habit, then reward yourself. Tell yourself that you have done well. Take a break, or get a tasty snack, or something like that. Rewarding yourself is one small push that makes it easier to stay on your new path.